Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to break down how the internet is gamed, just a few of the angles of why the system having your data is a bad thing. You say, well, I have nothing to hide. Why should I worry? I'm going to give you a few examples of that. There's some new stories out. I see them up on drudgereport.com. Trends faked by robots, bogus accounts, dog Twitter. I'm going to explain exactly what's going on there coming up in the next segment and some other news. And then open the phones up for your calls. And then, of course, we've got Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent, joining us live. He can finally tell us some of what's not classified or restricted about being inside the bubble with Obama. Now that his book's out, he's not bound by the publisher to not be able to talk about it. Frequent guest, one of our favorite guests, very interesting, very smart guy. Look at his take on the economy, host of issues as well. Because Secret Service has a lot of education in economics and how money works, so it's always good to talk to Bongino. But right now, Paul, finishing up with your story, that, you know, as you said, this is now in the London Telegraph, but they don't tell you, I wish they told everybody, that the guy is admittedly in previous mainstream news an MI5 agent until they set him up, and then now there's other minions they're protecting that are MI5 assets who are actually trying to turn. What do you think the goal is of bringing in the radical Muslims and trying to turn England over to Al-Qaeda and the rest of the world? Why does the New World Order love Al-Qaeda? Is it just the Saudi Arabian money? I mean, why did the British intelligence create Saudi Arabia? I mean, they just are in love with the Wahhabist.
Well, it's because they use them as chess pieces around the world to take over rogue states, countries that are not part of the New World Order. I mean, they paid Al-Qaeda £100,000 back in 96 to assassinate Gaddafi. So they were on that early. And then, of course, over 10 years ago, it came out that the MI5 had double agents within the real IRA's Omar bomb team actually carried out the bombing, which killed 29 people, a lot of children amongst them. So these people are ruthless. And then people say, oh, well, they couldn't have killed Diana or Dr. David Kelly. They kill kids. They carry out terrorist attacks on a regular basis. You know, IRA attacks throughout the 90s had MI5 fingerprints all over them. And then it came out, you know, you had headlines like, the army asked me to make bombs for the IRA, told me I had the prime minister's blessing, then tried to kill me. That was Kevin Fulton, who was, quote, ordered by his handlers to carry out terrorist attacks.
By the way, we had him on the show. Wasn't he called Steak Knife?
Steak Knife, yeah.
What happened to Steak Knife?
I haven't seen any update on it. I know there wasn't much attention at the time.
One of the British commandos we interviewed got killed after he was on. I can't even keep track of all this. I tell you, it's so frustrating.
Well, I mean, watch out for the SAS sniper who recently blew the whistle on the fact that an SAS elite unit killed Diana. Don't think he's going to be hanging around very long, do you?
Man, I tell you, I mean, my government's corrupt and so is yours, but the British government's been totally caught doing this. What's wrong with Parliament? Are they just intimidated?
Well, there's a few in Parliament that speak out against it, but yeah, there's a divide.
I mean, why would you authorize MI5 to pick a place to blow up little kids? I mean, if they're going to blow people up, I mean, you know, at least blow up an army base or something to blame it on somebody. At least that's men. I mean, I'm not even saying that's okay, but my God, blowing up kids, man. I agree with Tony Montana. No women, no kids. I mean, it just makes me want to throw up.
Well, their excuse was they didn't want their double agent to have his cover blown. So if you think that's worth killing 29 people for, then, you know, not a very reasonable argument, is it?
Well, I mean, it shows how Oklahoma City, they picked it because of a daycare. McVeigh threw a fit. This has been confirmed. He was willing to blow up a federal building to go after the right wing but not kill kids. So they just set him up. Amazing. All right, Paul Watson, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on with us, and you're going to have more on this at InfoWars.com?
That's right, Alex.
All right, and folks can follow you on Twitter where?
Twitter.com/prisonplanet.
All right, Paul Watson, there he goes, doing a great job. Paul Joseph Watson, absolutely kicking New World Order butt. My favorite redcoat. the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, after he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have open phones on everything we talked about in the last hour. Dan Bongino is going to be with us for the next 20 minutes. We're going to be talking to him until the bottom of the hour, the next 23 minutes or so. And then, of course, Iran nuclear deal. Saudi Arabia warns it will strike on its own and says they've gotten nuclear weapons from Pakistan. Isn't that just precious? Also, U.S. banks warned Fed interest cuts could force them to charge depositors. More is coming out on how big corporations and the White House use fake bots to manipulate public opinion. I'm going to be breaking some of that down, explaining what's really going on. Of course, top story on InfoWars.com, and this is confirmed in the foreign press as well. France planned a false flag terror attack in Britain to kill radical Muslims that were really British intelligence agents that were staging terror attacks in France. And they were going to blame the right wing for it. Man, talk about going after all of the socialist enemies. So get rid of some of the British agents that are staging terror attacks that are Muslims. Because it's well known, Britain pretty much runs Al-Qaeda. Look at what they're doing right now against Syria. pretty sophisticated cloak and dagger stuff. That's up on Infowars.com. I've really wanted to get him on this subject for a while, but he was bound until the book came out to talk about it. I, a few months ago, got an advanced copy of Dan Bongino's Life Inside the Bubble, Why a Top-Ranked Secret Service Agent Walked Away from It All. Really interesting stuff in the book, and I know he can't get into all of it, obviously, or folks won't get the book, and he certainly needs the support because he left a well-paying job and, you know, obviously has a family. He's running for Congress right now. We've been supportive of him, and we'll give you his Twitter and Facebook and also his main website in a moment, just Bongino.com. But I specifically want you now in context with Ben Stein saying Obama is a criminal liar, impeach him, with all the lies about Obamacare, Obama saying he can act as a dictator to shut off power plants or to legalize illegals or to fix his own legislation, create a crisis, it's horrible, make me a dictator, I can fix it. I mean, this is Cloward and Piven. This has wrecked the country. Tell us in the context of working as one of his top agents, the top agent running his foreign details, which I've been told is the most dangerous and most important position because that's where things aren't as controllable. What should happen to Obama and what you think he'll do now that he's a cornered rat? Dan Bongino, thanks for coming on with us.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the opportunity. The problem now is we're getting to these distraction strategies all the time. Do you notice now the Iranian deal? That was convenient right after the 50th anniversary of JFK when that story blew through the news. Then Obamacare got back in for a quick second. All of a sudden, abracadabra. Look, there's a deal with Iran that really is no deal at all. And keep in mind, I'm not an interventionist by any stretch. I mean, my libertarian streak is strong. But if you're going to negotiate, at least negotiate in good faith. I don't even know what to say anymore about this, Alex. It's like every single time that something breaks bad, there's a media cover story that reappears and distracts people like a shiny red ball. I mean, we're in a really dangerous place right now with this administration. They use the appendages and the tools as tactical almost and strategic propaganda weapons to get the American people to just not pay attention to the evaporation of their liberty. I mean, let me just say this one thing. If your health care liberty doesn't matter to you, which is really evaporating in front of your very eyes with Obamacare, I mean, in live time right now, then really what other form of liberty really matters? Do you really even have political liberty? Oh, we can vote. Vote for what? You don't have your health care liberty? You're being taxed at confiscatory rates under this administration. And all of a sudden, again, like I said, a so-called deal appears with Iran to distract everybody. So it is. It's so troubling. People have to just speak out. I mean, someone's got to do something.
Dan, what do you expect, knowing Obama personally and being around him all over the world and at the White House, knowing his handlers, knowing him, his arrogance, what do you expect him to do? Because even though they have all these distractions, they're not working. He's losing multiple points a week. He's in free fall. They're going to pull something. Is it a war? Is it trying to stir up a race war? I mean, what in your gut are you concerned about?
Well, a foreign intervention would not be off the table. I mean, it happened in the past. We had, you know, Clinton lobbed the cruise missiles, which wasn't even, would he kill a few goats? In the middle of it, wasn't that the story? Lobbed them into there wasn't even anybody around.
Sure.
So what bothers me is that I can't give you an answer, Alex. It's the, you know, what government's supposed to do, the sole role of government, you know, Article 1, Section 8, is to be limited and provide certain, right? The rules of a level playing field. Both Alex Jones, Dan Bongino both understand we both play by the same rules. Government can't come after me and give you a pass, right? Well, I say that not to get off on a tangent, but to tell you the problem is, I don't know what he's going to do next. That's the problem. There's absolutely no certainty with this administration. I mean, things you and I thought only happened in the movies. Like, come on, the government doesn't use the IRS to go after people. That's only in the movies. No, it does. They actually apologize for it. I mean, you know, even the little scandals, like the extortion, I don't want to say little. I don't mean it in a qualitative way. The scandals that the media has not even paid attention to in this fog of scandal, this administration. You know, the extortion 17, I say that to some people, they're like, what are you talking about? I said, exactly, that's the problem. Like the fact that these, one of the largest losses of life in Afghanistan in one day on this Chinook with these heroic Navy SEALs over there, who you know, in this mission that they can't possibly win anymore, and no one's even heard of it. So the fact that we don't know what's going to happen next is the worst answer I could possibly give you. I mean, if that's the worst he did was lob a few cruise missiles in like Clinton did, you could say there was at least some predictability, right or wrong. I have no idea. I really don't. He just seems to use government like this, like a kid uses a chainsaw,
sure,
like a 9-year-old.
Well, what about the issue of even Democrats saying you can't be a dictator, you can't give waivers to certain companies on your health care law via just executive fiat, and you can't just say what stands and what doesn't in Obamacare, and you can't just by fiat stop all the deportations, and you can't just selectively shut down what power plants you want, but he's doing it. So if he doesn't get impeached now, or if he doesn't get in trouble, it sets the precedent. And I think this country's basically done, because a lot of the Republican leadership have shown that they'll use whatever undue powers have been cemented for themselves as well. And I think it's just a culture of corruption. You've lived in the bubble. Your book is called Life Inside the Bubble. What is happening up there where they are above the law? The big banks can launder hundreds of billions of dollars, get caught, not even get in trouble. Stuff that makes Bernie Madoff look like a choir boy. What I'm saying is, as somebody who's been a New York cop, Secret Service agent, lived in D.C., knowing the culture of corruption with your criminology background, I see this either we turn the tide now or corruption grows to the point where everything collapses.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you at all. I use the example of the situation in Benghazi. You know, I identify as a Republican at the polls, but I have no problem whatsoever, anyone who follows me on social media, going after the Republicans on this too. Both sides are in bed with each other on situations like this. And from what I've heard, and I can't prove it, but I'm hearing from some good sources of mine, that there were some Republicans who were aware of some stuff going on over there, pre-Libya, pre-Benghazi, that they don't want to be outed on either.
Yeah, so John McCain, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, so instead of doing, you know, the right thing, they do the easy thing, which is, oh, the public will forget about this and forget about that. And it makes you wonder,
sure,
you know, who's the real bad guy? And I say all the time, I tweet this out as often as I can, because I mean it. I want people to really remember this. The battle's not Republican versus Democrat. That battle's already lost. The battle's elitists versus just grassroots, rank-and-file American
exactly.
people. It's, forget the R and the D. It's almost irrelevant anymore.
Well, the battle is the good old boys above the law who are basically untouchable, getting away with murder historically. That's how you always get tyranny. And if they're all covering each other's butts, and then they're covering the hind end of their minions, and their minions are covering their minions, and they're covering their minions, then that's how you get a culture of crime. And America is converting to a culture of elitist criminality, and it's always there, but if you just give into it, it's game over.
Right. I mean, look at the Michigan right now, the Justin Amash. He, you know, the guy votes his conscience. He puts every vote on Facebook. He tells you why he did it, why he didn't do it, unlike Obama, who said he'd be transparent. It's been the most opaque administration in American history. But what happens? The easy answer would be, oh, the Democrats are going after him, right? No, the Republicans are going after him. Like, that's the problem. This, and I describe it in my book, this carousel of kind of insiders that are, they're not you. They're not people like you and me. They can't stand people. They probably really can't stand you because you have an audience. But as my audience grows, they can't stand me either because you're not feeding from the trough. You know, they're not going to buy you off. They're not going to buy me off. They're not going to buy Amash off. And it's like, it almost reminds me when I was a cop. You know, if you ever met a corrupt cop, they always want you to be corrupt with them. And there's very few of those, by the way. But the bad seeds were the whole bunch. But, you know, they want you to be corrupt with them so then they don't feel so bad. Well, it's the same way in politics. It's like, well, this guy can't be bought off. Oh, we got to get rid of him. God forbid he has principles. He'll ruin it. He'll ruin it for
exactly.
Else.
And then they'll try to go find something you did and exaggerate it, a crooked toenail, whatever, or make stuff up to say you're corrupt. I've noticed the corrupt literally run around 24/7 saying I'm corrupt when I am totally not corrupt. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a perfect guy, but I mean, I'm almost like Leave It to Beaver's dad.
Right. It's like these guys have been arrested for a felony, and when you were 8, you got caught cheating on a spelling test, and it's front page news. I know, I get it. They do it to me all the time. I mean, every single thing I do is, some guy comes after me for. So it's crazy. It's just they want you to be corrupt with them, and it's the only way to do it.
Well, it's like saying Rand Paul, in one of his speeches, quoted someone and didn't properly credit. He's a plagiarist. We're going to be right back with Dan Bongino, talk about his book and his run for Congress. Final segment with him straight ahead, and then your phone calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Check out his great site at Bongino.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And again, thanks for joining us on this Monday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. We're live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Bongino is our guest. His book came in a few months ago, a really fantastic advanced copy, and I couldn't put it down, and it's a short book. I mean, not really short, but it's not super long. What is it, about 170-something pages, 174 pages long. And, Dan, we've got 6 minutes left with you. Talk about the book. Tell us some of the stories that are in the book. I know you can't tell us all of them, but tell us about life inside the bubble.
Yeah, well, first, before I get to that, I just want to thank your audience, too, and you, Alex. You have an amazing audience. They are fiercely loyal to you, and they've been unbelievably good to me. My social media, my website, everything just blows up on your show. So before I get into that, thank you guys very much. And the book, yeah, it's kind of some behind-the-scenes stories, my time in the Secret Service. I talk about my time in Afghanistan in an active war zone, trying to secure the life of President Obama and how tough that was, getting caught in things like sandstorms and what it's like trying to secure an airfield with the threat of IDF, you know, indirect fire coming in, taking out Air Force One. The nice part about the book is there's no melodrama. I try to tell it from almost a self-deprecating perspective. There's nothing worse than hero worship. You know, we're all human beings, and we all go through emotions. And what I didn't want to do is write a comic book. I wanted you to read the book and understand what it's really like to be a Secret Service agent. The emotions, you know, the fear, the elation, the pain, you know, the crying family when you leave. And that's the first part of the book. And the second part of the book, I dig into Boston, and Fast and Furious. And they're not long chapters. They're deliberately written, very short. And I did it to kind of make a case as a former federal investigator and criminal investigator. I wanted to almost write up an indictment, in my perspective, and just give you the facts, and you determine for yourself where you think everything went wrong. And I think after you read those three chapters, you'll have a very unique perspective, especially on Fast and Furious. I know I told the story the way no one else has. We've had a few really interesting articles written up on some major websites about that chapter specifically. So I love the book. It's gone really well. We were on the bestseller list on Amazon all week, and I certainly appreciate you and the audience and everything you guys have done for me.
You bet. It's important to buy it at the bookstore as well, because I know from being a publisher and putting books out, you make almost no money with Amazon the way they've got the market corner. But that's a whole other separate issue. We need to support people that are libertarian, constitutionalist, conservatives. The power structure has said, the Republican and Democratic leadership, they're scared of Rand Paul and Ted Cruz becoming a model for people like you to get into Congress, because then it's game over. We can go back to basically 1950 2.0. Like, keep the good things that have happened since 1950, but get rid of all the bad things and move forward with real Americana. I think that's the answer. Shifting gears with the economy, because last time you run, I know Secret Service agents, you know, first and foremost, know about counterfeiting and the economy and how things are working. For me, the illegal takings, that's the big criminal operation, is shutting down his competition, letting corporations that give Obama money operate. For me, that's really racketeering. And I look at Obama, I see a criminal racketeer. And Ben Stein has now come out and said he's a criminal racketeer. I mean, call it like it is. As a federal law enforcement guy, you know, out of it now, I mean, I'm not a federal law enforcement person, but I've studied the law and criminology. Hands down, Obama is a gangster.
Well, I'll tell you this. If some of the activities they engaged in the private sector, you would have, without a doubt, you would have a very solid case moving forward. Andy McCarthy wrote a piece about that. He called The Fraud of Obamacare, where the FCC, Alex, would have you and I in handcuffs doing a perp walk right now if the stuff that happened with Obamacare. Now, you talked about the financial stuff. We haven't even dug into what the feds do. I mean, that's a whole other show we could do on how the Fed is just destroying the assets accumulated by over a lifetime by our seniors right now, and all doing it under the guise of helping us as they're kind of scratching your back yet reaching into your pocket. Again, with the favors to the banks. I mean, Dodd-Frank was nothing but a sop to big banks. The great irony being the top 10 banks in the country, Alex, had 55% of the assets in the class before Dodd-Frank. So you're supposed to break all that up. So you figure, oh, they have much less right now. Dodd-Frank did that. Now they have 77%. So what a sop to these big. I mean, it's disgusting. It's like a big
exactly, exactly. And they politically, the big banks funded Gen 21 to make us poor. So we're so poor we can't politically ever challenge them. And in closing, now the Financial Times is reporting that they're going to start charging you to keep money in a bank. That's how devalued they've done with the QE Unlimited. That's what you're getting at, right?
Oh gosh, the QE. What a. Folks, I have to tell you. Do you think the tax rates are a problem? I would almost accept a tax hike to get rid of QE. That's how desperate I want to get rid of QE, because QE is the most devastating tax hike of all. Everything you have, everything is worth less because it's all denominated in dollars.
Dan, it's so refreshing to talk to somebody that understands economics, not some lawyer in Congress. You've got to get into Congress. 10 seconds. How's the congressional run going?
Oh, couldn't be going better, man. Thanks for your help, too. You guys have been great.
Well, you got to promise to come on once you're in Congress.
You got it. You heard it on the air.
All right. God bless you. Love Congressman Bongino. Thank you very much.
See you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, I can call up most Republican, libertarian-type congresspeople and get them on the show, and they're not even really that popular of guests on the show. So I'm not trying to get people like that on for so-called ratings. You can get good information from them. But Ron Paul, somebody I can pretty much get on whenever I want to. I can get Rand Paul on as well, but I happen to know it creates conniption fits for me to pull strings to get him on. And the last time Rand Paul was on earlier this year, that'd be like January or something, he called us and said, why don't you ever try to get me on? And I said, well, we've called a few times. They don't give you the message. And again, there's always camps in these politicians that are mainline Republicans working for them who are like, don't go on that show. That discredits you. They still think that the mainstream media has power when the White House run MSNBC goes, look, Rand Paul goes on the Crazy Man show. And so I don't even attempt to get Rand Paul on. I was making the joke to Bongino, because I guarantee you, once he gets into Congress, hopefully, if there's not election fraud, he's very popular, and you see why, he's very well-spoken, very smart, that there'll be people saying, don't do that. But what we need to do as a population is face the reality and get radical, because we're facing radical tyranny. They're saying we're radical. I'm not radical. I'm radically informed. I'm radically angry. I mean, we do real research. We know what we're talking about here. Most radio shows, even financial ones, they can't even have a financial discussion at the level that Bongino and I were just having. And that's just 101 stuff, folks. I study financial stuff probably 30 minutes a day. And you're like, well, that doesn't sound like much. That's more than most people do, folks. I mean, I spend a good 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, sometimes longer, really doing research, talking to all the experts. I'm getting educated here on air every day, talking to these people, too. I spend 3-4 hours a day on air focused. And I really know how things work. And by the way, here's the big secret. It's not a secret how things work. The pundits get up on the mainline shows and don't tell you what's really going on because they would lose their jobs if they did. Dylan Radigan gets up and goes, foreign banks and offshore corporations are above the law. They're extracting us down to nothing. We're being made poor on purpose. It's a criminal plan. I'm sick of it. We have no future. Both parties are run by them. What are we going to do? And they're like, we're not renewing your contract. Get out of here. Radigan got back with us. He's traveling overseas. He says when he gets back in a few weeks, he'll come on. I don't know why I ever thought to try to get him on. But the point is that we need everybody to act like Dylan Radigan and get upset. When the reality is radical and sensational, you tell it. But the criminals are so radical, it's like, well, it's not polite to say what you're doing. You know, it's kind of like you catch the neighbor doing something horrible, and it's so horrible what they're doing, the instinct is not to report it or not to do something about it. It's like the opposite of the snitch culture. The opposite of the snitch culture can also be bad as well, because unless you go over there and beat your neighbor's brains out, you're not letting, you know, justice be served that you know that they're, say, molesting their children or cooking methamphetamine in their bathtub and beating, you know, having pit bull fights in the backyard or whatever. Man, there was some guy yesterday. I was on the hiking bike trail, and I see him walking, and he smiles at me with an aggressive look at a mean pit bull that act, and most pit bulls I know are nice, that came over and was actually menacing me. It looked like an eye, like a person. It was like, and I said, God help me not blow up. I'm just going to walk a little bit towards it as it's walking towards me around this 20-foot wide path. And then the dog kind of gave me a look, looked so smart. I know pit bulls aren't supposed to be smart, but it's just a really weird-looking dog. And they kind of like, and then turned away. But it came over to menace me. And then the guy just kind of looked at me, and I wanted to beat his ass. Right there. Because, I mean, I've got a Chihuahua, two French Bulldogs, and a Lab. If you like mean dogs, that's great. Keep them on a leash and don't menace me with them. There was a woman, I've told this story, coming down the hiking bike trail like January 2nd of this year. The reason I know is a few days later I went on Piers Morgan. I think it was like 2 days before I left, maybe January 5th or something. The point was right before that, and I was jogging, and I finished jogging, hiking back up this big hill out of the gully. And they had four German shepherds, and I love dogs, and they came snarling. I heard snarling and barking up the hill. They'd done that to somebody else, and it was cold weather. They were in a good mood, and they came snarling and like running towards me. And if I would have run, these dogs would have chased me down and bitten me. So when they got within 10 feet, I went, get out of here, get out of here. And this woman's husband bows up. He's a big guy. And they're like 100 yards, 60, 70 yards up above him. And they're like, hey, man, they're just, you know, they're just barking at you. And I'm like, no, your dogs are snarling. They're acting aggressive. If I would have run from them like most people have done, they were going to attack me. I go, put them on a leash. And then the guy got in my face, and I said, man, you're totally in the wrong. I said, go ahead and punch me. And I was going to bash his brains out, folks. And I mean, my whole thing is I'm not looking for trouble, okay? But I am. It's like with government and all the rest of it, what is your problem? If I had a bunch of mean German shepherds, I wouldn't have them off a leash out in the middle of nowhere, messing with people. And I still see those people sometimes, and they, like, bug their eyes out and walk by with something like, oh, God, I got to get off. It's Alex Jones. And they're like, ugh. And it's just like, man, you're the one that menaced me. Your dogs ran up growling like they wanted to attack me, and then I got upset about it, and then I was a radical. And I was thinking of that again this morning, how that's how they act. When their mean dog runs up to you, and you go, get out of here, and yell at it meanly to a predator. That's what you're supposed to do to a bear or a dog. And then I'm supposed to let them menace me and get scared, and then they're on an ego trip. No, all that's going to happen is you're going to end up going into the hospital. Or maybe you're really tough, and I am. Doesn't matter. Somebody's going to the hospital. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be you. And I don't even know why I'm getting into that. I just start thinking about that dog. And it's the same thing with the government. You're pushing us. You're in our face. You're growling. You're wearing black uniforms. You're putting all the surveillance stuff in, calling it a battle grid. You're huge armored vehicles, helicopters, war. You've stolen all the money. And then you're just bowing up to me. And, man, I'm not getting scared here, folks. I'm scared that I'll do something I shouldn't, and then I won't play it smart and defeat you. And that's why I'm going to use my cerebral cortex, and I'm not going to be an animal about this. The problem is I've got a powerful political brain and a elegant brain, like all of you do as well, but I also have a big, mean, savage brain as well. And that's the problem. But it's also the solution. We have to get savage politically. We have to get aggressive. We have to get no holds barred, or we're going to be overrun, folks. If you run from a big, mean dog, it's going to bite you on the butt if you're lucky, or worse, a pack of them, they're going to attack you. That's how people get killed, and I've told this story 20 times. I'll tell it again. I was reading some story about a woman killed in a park, I think it was in Canada, by coyotes a few years ago, and it was a pretty good-sized town. It was a park during the day, and no one was there, and she, like the movies, saw a pack of coyotes, fell down and began crawling. And because I know, because there was actually some witnesses drove by, and they were too afraid to get involved. And so the dogs went, well, that's prey. Even prey would run. She'd seen all the movies. You're supposed to, crawl backwards from the coyote in fear. Whereas if a pack of coyotes ran by many times out where I live in the country, you'll see them run by. And, I mean, they're absolutely scared of you. But I've seen coyotes in a field with my mom and dad when I was a kid in really cold weather like this. We were on our ranch. We're actually on the ranch next door going to see a family cemetery. They let us on there to see a Jones and Brown family cemetery. And we were walking over to see a grave from like 1829 and stuff. And about 8 big coyotes all fluffed up in the cold just ran out about 50 yards away right out of the woods and looked at us. And then we looked back and my mom's like, how beautiful. But the fact that we weren't afraid, they then turned and ran. She's like, look, and then they turn around. But imagine an average trendy would just go, and would fall down and go, on their back, and the coyotes will come and kill you. Coyotes have never attacked people until now. There's a lot of cases of it now. And Americans act like that woman falling down and it's like playing varmint tapes, how you hunt coyotes with the sound of squealing, dying rabbits, bringing them in. And Americans think groveling to government, acting like sheep, acting like slaves, is going to protect you. All it does is like go out in the woods at night and play the sounds of dying rabbits. You bring them in when you act like a baby rabbit that's had its back broken. You guys go to YouTube and find a varmint tape. I'm sure they've got them. People hear a varmint tape, the sound of squealing, dying animals. It's a horrible sound. But the point is that that's the new sound, not of a sheep. Obama, Obama. It is the sound of the American people just squealing to the police. And the police, if they weren't a predator, they start to behave like one because you're flopping around on the ground, acting completely guilty of something. And then it just enables this whole imperious, ridiculous attitude. And again, I don't want to keep going off into it. It just shows the weird disconnect that's going on out there. Now, I won't open the phones up till the bottom of the next hour when we premiere the Vivian Kubrick interview that Josh and Rob Jacobson put together just since last night. In fact, Josh stayed up all night, one of our great camera guys and editors, to get this together. And it could have even better if he had more time, but it really turned out very, very good. We got some clips from Stanley Kubrick films, and she worked on a lot of them, obviously, and I was really impressed talking to her. Just how informed she was and a lot of stuff she was teaching me, a lot of different angles on things. And so hopefully we'll get her in studio. She says she's going to come down to Austin, and if she feels like it, come in studio and just talk about the whole world. That way, because so much of it was off record, the two nights that we hung out, myself and her and the crew, and she was just telling me stuff about herself and about Hollywood and about her father, Stanley Kubrick, and it was just like, as a Stanley Kubrick Uber fan, I was just like, oh, my, on cloud nine, man. And she's right to trust me. I actually instructed all my crew. I was like, any of that you heard, you've signed on disclosures. Keep your mouths shut about it. But she was kind of leaning in and whispering, telling me stuff. But it was pretty amazing. I mean, because I know a lot about Stanley Kubrick. Nobody knows hardly anything about Stanley Kubrick. And his daughter, who has done like one interview in 10 years, it was amazing. I know she's probably listening right now, Vivian. It was really great meeting you. You're just a magical person. And I do look forward to my wife and I taking you out to dinner or taking you around Austin or whatever. And she moved from California years ago to outside Dallas. And well, I'm not going to even say why, but I just, wow. So that's coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. Again, the interview we have with her, she gets into the nature of the world and her view of things, which I found to be very, very interesting. We didn't get into all the Stanley Kubrick stuff. There's some of that because I didn't push her to do an interview. I don't ever push celebrities or interesting people or famous artists or insiders. She's like the insider. I don't ever push them to come on the show or whatever. Just people want to come on, they come on. And 90% of the celebrities always tell me incredible stuff, but then it's always off record. And I tell you, that's what's really cool about being on the very cutting edge of the alternative real media is that all these really neat people end up sharing things with you, and then you never burn your sources. And so just more and more people come to you. And when I say something like, this is, you know, someone told me off record, but here's what they said, I'm not saying who they are. Off record, when somebody tells you this is off record, you can say this, but you can't see where it came from. That's the person's off record. The source is off record. But then I can tell you what they said. But then there's sometimes I'm told stuff that's completely off record, period, and then I can't even tell you what I know. Or a lot of times you get a high-level source intel, and then you confirm it through another source, and then a third source, and you go, okay, all right, Saudi Arabia is already getting nuclear weapons, and so is Iran. Iran's already got weapons, multiple weapons, and they're just trying to get delivery systems. And so all this talk about the centrifuges, it doesn't matter that they really can't make bombs. It's an excuse with bunker busters to try to figure out where the nukes are to take the nukes out. Well, they're not technically nukes. They're atomic. But then do you go on air and tell people about something like that? Because it's dangerous to get that type of information. You know, Stanley Kubrick on record got a lot of key info for his films. And I'm not going to even say anymore because that wasn't off record. But I'm not going to say anything she told me that wasn't on camera. Because, and again, I wasn't even going to interview her is the point. And then she just came and stepped in on camera. Or she was there and I was talking to the crowd. And then there she is again on that Friday, that final day. I was like, boom, you know, she talked to us. So that's coming up. And we're going to take your phone calls when we come back in the next segment. And then before I go to her, I've got to get to inside a Twitter robot factory. Fake activity often bought for publicity purposes, influence trending topics. Yeah. Obama, first it was 76% of his Twitter followers were fake. Then it was 91%. Folks, they're basically all fake. Jay-Z, what's her name? Jay-Z, all those people, all of them, because it's all fake. It's all fake. But then when somebody has 15 million Twitter followers, it creates an effect with the sheeple. They then believe that that's really popular, and it becomes popular. And by putting out fake popular ideas, you then actually create the fraud that then becomes the cultural norm. And that is hijacking culture. People really want freedom. People really want women are women, men are men, you know, all that stuff. Mom and apple pie, baseball, you know, Wild West. That's what people really like. They don't like nanny state and all this, but they sell the fake cultures. They sell it all. And then they suppress, because we happen to have put monitoring systems on servers and on YouTube and things. And we've confirmed that the activity on our videos is way more than even what they say. And it's still gargantuan. And so there's just all sorts of gaming and scamming and manipulation that's going on out there. And just be aware of that. And I'm going to talk more about it in the next hour. Briefly, I'm rolling out a whole new incredible product line, and I haven't even done a promo video or detailed it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase makes the broadcast possible. And check out the two new additions to the InfoWars Life brand of products and line of products. This is the best coffee I found. The very same beans are upwards of twice as much with the other places I could find them. I ended up finding a source directly to the Chiapas people, and this is the ultimate fair trade. I mean, most of the cost was directly to them. Then we imported into Colorado. It's roasted by hand there. We have photos of that going on. I'm going to send a camera crew there to show people. This is absolutely hand-roasted in America. And it's very fair priced, $19 for the mushroom immune support blend, $17 for the Patriot Arabica shade-grown mountain blend. It's just amazing. It's the best coffee out there, in my view. InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans. jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We'll ride again.
We'll ride again.
We're back live. Going to your phone calls now.
I am.
And before we get to the Kubrick interview, the Kubrick exclusive. It really is a very rare interview, folks. That's why I'm excited about it. Comet Ison is supposedly going to serve up an incredibly spectacular light show. That's what NASA is saying. This is in an article in the Washington Post. French writers protest over the new tax. Get ready for it over here. Inside the Twitter robot factory, that's just some of what I'm going to be covering. There's a bunch of stuff I haven't gotten to yet. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Mike in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Mike. I met you Wednesday night at the Fed rally.
That's right, in the private Federal Reserve rally to kick off the JFK coverage. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I gave you my business card when I was leaving. I told you I was a project manager in the telecom business, and you said, "Yeah, oh, I could use some help." So feel free, man. Call me.
You know, I've got that card somewhere. I actually took that home with me, and yeah, we are trying to hire some more folks to help me manage everything right now. InfoWars, we've really cleaned out some of the dead weight, and I've really got a great team here now, so we're ready to go to the next level.
Yeah, it was funny when McBreen pulled up to as the getaway driver. When you were leaving, I was busting your horns. I was like, "Hey, you almost lost your girlfriend." You looked at me like, "What? I don't have a girlfriend." And I said, "Well, no, that's your bullhorn. That's your girlfriend." You laughed a little bit, and then you took off and left. But a couple things. Being in the telecommunications industry, a lot of the things that you talk about, a lot of the information that you have is right on as far as the Telecommunications Act. But there were a lot of things that were implemented before that. You should look.
Oh, I know. I just started researching it from what I was told by engineers then. I know that I'm not an engineer. I just know a thimble amount, but know it's all on record. That's what's frustrating.
Sure. Well, you should look up an acronym. It's CALEA, CALEA. So this was an act that Bill Clinton put in 94.
Yeah, that's for all the metadata and stuff. That's what our insiders have told me to look into.
Yeah, it stands for Communications Access for Law Enforcement Act. So what that did, and I was one of the engineers and a lot of the project management, implementation on these things for Verizon in New York City downtown. I'm saying, okay, so in other words, we've got these companies, vendors that are based in Tel Aviv, Israel, who, when we need tech support on this, they can just log in via IP to this system.
And that's right. In fact, CALEA, I know on the phone system, it's actually an Israeli company runs it, and that points out that Israel, talk about the ultimate hack, has back doors into the phone systems.
Yeah, and when I would be talking to these engineers from the vendors who were giving us product training on this stuff, I just started calling it the MI protocol instead of IP. I said, well, this is basically the internet is the military-industrial complex's computer network, and internet protocol is the way for them to hack into everything.
No, that's on record. That's why finally Wired, and I'm sure they got it from me because that's what I've said, they have weaponized the web from the beginning. It is the electronic, in slow motion, if you can see it sped up in a time lapse, it's an electronic skin growing into everything, monitoring everything. We're already interfaced with it with iPads. Then it goes to glasses. Then it goes to a brain port. Then it goes to our brain. Imagine it like an alien jumping out of the egg onto our face and then literally taking us over. And that's the official Pentagon plan. Imagine it in slow motion. You know, a computer that would run a wristwatch today the size of a giant building. Then it's smaller. Then it's, something 1,000 times stronger in your hand, an iPhone. Now you're always looking at it. Now it's sunglasses. Now it's contacts. Then it's a chip. Then it's a port. Then it's your whole brain. Then it's your whole body. Zip, gone. Because once you're wire-headed, they just hit one button and kill everybody. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.